Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Across the United States, there are preparations to say goodbye to 2016 and ring in the new year. And in his last weekly radio address of 2016, President Obama reflected on the last 8 years as he prepares to leave office.
Almost every country on earth sees America as stronger and more respected today than they did 8 years ago. And marriage equality is finally a reality from coast to coast. We have made extraordinary progress as a country these past 8 years. And here's the thing. None of it was inevitable. It was the result of tough choices we made and the result of your hard work and resilience.
He cited the recession, consistent job losses, and nearly 180,000 troops in Iraq and Afghanistan as challenges faced when he took office in 2009, but said that now, 8 years later, America tells a different story. President Obama will meet with Democrats in Congress Wednesday to discuss ways to protect his signature health care law since Republicans have threatened to repeal it. The president and Democratic lawmakers hope to devise a strategy to delay the Republican-controlled House and Senate from repealing much of the Affordable Care Act without providing a replacement plan. House Republicans in Congress have voted numerous times to repeal all or parts of the law, which was not taken up by the Senate. While campaigning, President-elect Donald Trump vowed to gut the bill, and Republicans have indicated that their first act in 2017 will be a vote in Congress to begin dismantling the health care law. Republicans hope to repeal major parts of the law, but delay the repeal until they can develop a replacement health care plan. Democrats, left stunned by the loss in November, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton are trying to protect it.